In the 2018 general election, I recommend, as you would expect, voting a straight Republican ticket, but I'll be unchecking one of those before pushing the cast ballot button. Certainly, every Texan who believes in Texas liberty and traditional American values should do all he can to get to the polling location to vote to return conservative champion Ted Cruz to the U.S. Senate. There's not a Democrat on the ballot I would vote for because, since these people choose to run as Democrats, that means they ascribe to the left-wing radical revolutionary agenda of the party now openly embracing socialism and calling for violence against those who oppose them. I'm generally a party man, but I'll be unchecking the box for George P. Bush. He doesn't deserve any true Texans vote for land commissioner. I will not cast a vote for the Democrat, as many are urging us to do. On all the school bond issues, just remember, bond issues are bond debt issues for which your taxes will be set to pay back over decades of time. Keep in mind that new and fancier things for schools have no empirical relationship to better educational outcomes. Some folk in and around Lubbock will see High Plains Underground Water District Precinct 1 on their ballot. In this race, I fully and enthusiastically endorse incumbent Dan Seal. Also in Lubbock County is a race for the Buffalo Springs Lake Board. I recommend Greg Lewis for that seat. On Lubbock County's Dirt Floor Event Center, I'll be voting no. More on my reasons for that at PrattOnTexas.com. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.